Setup, track 16. Are you assuming that a family member or dear friend will be willing to help you with your business? If so, be sure to verify with them whether or not they are willing to donate their time. Often I find this a cause of strife between family members and even friends. A fine example is the struggles my wife and I had when she ran a jewelry business traveling from one art show to another. It was very taxing on our relationship, as frankly it wasn't me, let alone easy for me to sit for 12 hours in a tent on a day that I wanted to work on something of my own. I blame myself in a large part, though, because it was and is not my nature to be the assistant, or to sit still selling women's jewelry for hours upon hours. What I forgot after I convinced her to start her own business and stop selling shoes retail was that I was her go-to guy, for not only the encouragement, but also the on-site help. Be logical in that your expectations are not necessarily reality. So if you expect that you should get help and don't, blame yourself for the expectation. Don't tear yourself up, but realize that that was your bad. You dropped the ball. After all, it was your decision to begin with. It was your expectation to begin with. Money-focused, general questions. Note, this is not the finance section. Are you choosing this business just for the money? If it's just for the money, keep looking for a business that brings the money and the joy. Money alone isn't enough to keep people passionately involved. Some people would say that that isn't true, but we're motivated more by how we feel than by how we intellectualize the great income. If you think money alone is enough of a motivator, keep in mind that someone out there, a competitor, is fueled by passion for the business and money both. That's a combo that's hard to beat. Or in the words of a wealthy entrepreneur friend of mine, you find something in the business that you're really passionate about, and that something can keep you going. The audio should end now. Work through section Q13.